I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong pro-democracy forces won a landslide victory in local elections Sunday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
Counting votes after a record turnout in Hong Kong's district council elections. The results showed a massive win for pro-democracy forces. Hong Kongers waited to vote in long lines Sunday. It snaked around city blocks.
This amount of people I've never seen. There are too many people.
Last time I can just come here and go up directly, but this time I guess I need to wait for 40 minutes.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
Beijing had long implied that a quiet majority of Hong Kong's public opposed the protests, especially as they'd become more violent in recent months. After Sunday's vote, that argument will now be much more difficult to make. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, is pledging to listen to public opinion. And state-controlled media in China is downplaying the landslide electoral victory with an editorial calling the race an unfair manipulation. Tel Aviv is expelling a top Human Rights Watch official because of allegations he supports the boycott of Israel. Israel's Supreme Court upheld the government's order that Omar Shakir, the HRW's director of Israel and Palestine, has to leave the country Monday. Israel has denied entry to others who it says support the boycott, including United Nations diplomats. Thousands of supporters of Iran's clerical establishment rallied in Tehran on Monday, accusing the United States and Israel of instigating violent anti-government protests. Thousands of young and working-class Iranians took to the streets this month, voicing outrage over the steep hike in gasoline prices. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Secretary of the Navy has been fired over the case of a SEAL facing a disciplinary proceeding. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Pentagon says Navy Secretary Richard Spencer submitted his resignation at the request of Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who it says had lost trust and confidence in Spencer because of a lack of candor over conversations with the White House involving the handling of the SEAL case. President Trump tweeted last Thursday that he would not let the Navy take away Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher's Trident pin, which designates him a SEAL. But at an international security forum Saturday, Spencer said he did not consider a tweet to be an order, and it would take a formal order to stop the Navy Review Board, which is set to meet December 2nd, to consider Gallagher's case. Gallagher was acquitted of murder in the 2017 stabbing death of a captured Islamic State militant in Iraq, but a military jury did convict him of posing with the corpse. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Now the latest on the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. The Washington Post is reporting the White House confidentially reviewed documents that revealed widespread efforts to produce an after-the-fact justification for President Trump's decision to delay military aid to Ukraine. AP's Matt Small has more.
The newspaper says emails between Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and White House budget officials seeking to provide an excuse for the withholding of nearly $400 million in security assistance are among the hundreds of documents found by the White House Counsel's Office.
That's AP's Matt Small reporting. London's Transit Authority says it is not renewing Uber's license to operate in the British capital. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The decision deals a major setback to the ride-hailing company, Transport for London, citing several breaches that place passengers and their safety at risk. Uber, however, vows to appeal the decision and has 21 days to do so. The company can continue operating while the appeals process is underway. The group says it has fundamentally changed business practices over the last 2 years and claims it's setting the standard on safety. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Fans led an emotional tribute for K-pop singer Kuhara, who died on Sunday. Reuters Michelle Hennessy has more.
A tearful memorial for K-pop star Kuhara on Monday. Fans showed up in Seoul to mourn the death of the 28-year-old singer. Ku was found dead in her home in the South Korean capital on Sunday, according to a local news agency. The late singer was a former member of Kara, one of the first female K-pop bands to make it on the international stage. In May this year, she was hospitalized after being found unconscious in her home. A month later, she spoke out on the difficulties of overcoming depression and pleaded for positivity on social media.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1.